Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to another Captaincy video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe and joining me is Fantasy Football Scout's Tom Freeman to discuss the best armband candidates for Double Game Week 28. Every week seems to be a Double Game Week at the moment. Do we captain a player with two fixtures or go for a single game week option? Tom, welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me now, Tom?
You're back, yeah.
Great. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think so.
Great stuff.
Cut out then. A nice smooth start.
I cut out for quite a while. A really smooth start there. Apologies, everyone. The first 5 minutes of this was me saying, Tom, can you hear me? Tom, can you hear me? And he couldn't hear me. Now he can hear me. Welcome, everyone, in the live chat. And welcome, Tom. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Joe. Sorry about that. No idea what happened. It completely cut out and then you appeared and it's all good now. Oh. So fingers crossed it will be a bit smoother.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, all good here, thank you.
Welcome those that have stayed with us in the chat after that excellent couple of minutes. Niraj, Leskip, Asan, Wayne, FPL Kronk, Agent AA, Joshua, Karim, and many, many more. Thanks so much for joining us. Oh, and Alex has just joined us as well. And Luke, oh, you're all joining us now. Do remember to press that like button. There's the like klaxon there, so do press that like button. Before we look at the key candidates for Double Game Week 28, Tom, I understand you've got a few words to say about Fanting.
Yep, so the Monster is back on Saturday, and there is also going to be an exclusive Fantasy Football Scout free roll. We're still waiting on the code for that. I think it's going to arrive later in the week. So if you're into your fanting games, then keep an eye out for that.
Okie doke. Let's have a look at the fixtures then, see who we've got here. So this, what we can see, what we've got here is, and for the benefit of those listening to the podcast too, simply the fixtures, and they show, we've also got the teams which have the best fixtures, and they are, coincidentally, the ones with two fixtures. So that's why they've got considered the best fixtures, because they're playing twice, so you've got two chances there. It just so happens they've actually got quite good fixtures anyway. So we can see here that single game weekers, Salah with Liverpool, he's got West Ham at home, so it could be an option there. Man City are against Manchester United. That could be a hard-to-call encounter. Meanwhile, the likes of Wolves, Villa, Newcastle, Southampton, Leeds and Watford all enjoy two fixtures there. So we've already got a bit of a divide there. Single game week captain or a double game week. So we'll try and have a look at the best options there. Tom, I mean, looking at those fixtures there, I mean, it's looking good for your lot, Villa, Wolves as well, good fixtures. But, you know, are they necessarily, you know, going to have the best candidates there for the captaincy?
Well, I think we should probably kind of begin by saying that we might get Chelsea added to this as well. If either Chelsea or Norwich progress in the FA Cup fifth round, they will be added in. And for Chelsea, you know, that's a pretty appealing double with a match at Burnley and then Norwich as well. So the schedule could change a little bit, but out of the teams that we've got here, it's a bit of a mixed bunch. Nobody's jumping out too much for me. I mean, we're naturally going to look at those players who play twice. I mean, from Wolves, we've got a Jimenez, which we can delve into a little bit. At Villa, we're probably looking at somebody like Coutinho. And at Southampton as well, you know, we're probably going to say Che Adams over somebody like Broha at the moment. And then we've got this new manager bounce, which we might see at Leeds with Rafinha coming into the discussion a little bit. So it's quite an interesting week this week, and it's actually really, really open, I think.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you're a Villa fan. They've sort of tweaked their formation. So I've got Ollie Watkins. Now, I'm not going to captain Ollie Watkins, but I was pleased to see him back. I was pleased to see him scoring up front. They seem to be two up front with Ings and Watkins. What do you think that means for the captaincy candidates there? And will they carry on with that sort of formation tweak?
Yeah, well, I think so, because we had been in really poor form running up to that game at Brighton. We had drawn 3-3 with Leeds and thrown away a lead there. And then we had lost in back-to-back games without scoring against Newcastle and then Watford. So I think Gerrard's idea was to try and get his two number nines, his two goal scorers on the pitch at the same time. And we've tried that before with Watkins moving out to the flank a little bit and then cutting in, but it was more of a strike duo on Saturday, moving into more of like a diamond kind of 4-3-1-2 shape. It was more organised, it was compact, there wasn't as many gaps between the lines. If anything, it was kind of like a back to basics approach, I suppose, and it worked. But for Coutinho, it does have implications. Before, he was lining up behind one striker with Buendia, whereas now there's the two forwards ahead of him. There has been some talk about him going too deep. But the thing is with this system is that there is three central midfielders behind him. And I think what Coutinho is going to be asked to do in, or given licence to do in this system is to have a bit of a free role and to kind of move around the pitch a bit more freely, a bit like Fernandes maybe has done recently at Man United to go and impact the game. His stats on Saturday, I think he had a couple of shots from range. He was getting into the box a little bit, but arriving later. I think he's going to do okay. I don't think he's in the captaincy conversation for me, just because Villa, prior to Saturday, had really been struggling. And yeah, it's a good win at Brighton, but I think this system, I think Gerrard might opt for a bit of a defensive approach first, maybe. Southampton are really in form, playing very well. They do concede away, but they're doing very well. And Leeds are a bit of an unknown, aren't they, with Jesse Marsh going in there now. Had we had this chat a week ago, we probably would have been saying this is a great game for Villa. We just don't know at the moment. Although Calvin Phillips is still out and he kind of feels key to that kind of Leeds team defensively. But yeah, I'm kind of looking elsewhere. I'm happy to own Coutinho this week, but I don't think I'm quite there with the captaincy yet.
No, I mean, so the fixtures are Wolves considered the best, two home games against Crystal Palace and Watford. That could be good for their defence if we think they can keep a clean sheet. Villa have got Southampton, Leeds, you just spoken about there, Newcastle, Brighton and Southampton. Southampton themselves have Villa and Newcastle, Leeds, Leicester, Villa. And Watford have Arsenal, Wolves, but we did just see them keep a clean sheet against Manchester United. There was a lot of chances there, particularly for Fernandes. So they were perhaps fortunate there. Meanwhile, Brentford, Arsenal, Chelsea and Norwich have the best of the, amongst the single game week fixtures. But as you said, Chelsea could be... I haven't put Chelsea here on the list of having two fixtures. We don't know yet. But it's very, very likely. It's something like 99% likely that Chelsea can have a double game week. And we'll talk about particularly their defenders as captaincy options in a bit. But I've got a table here of expected goal involvement, last four matches, and it's only the double players. So I've only put the double players in here. So I'm comparing them. So if you really want to captain a double game week player, and I haven't added Chelsea in yet, because there aren't actually any Chelsea players in this list, I don't think, so far, because they haven't hit the threshold. So I think Pulisic may have just crept in, but I don't think so. I'm not sure. But anyway, double game week, expected goal involvement. This shows that if you're going to captain, according to these stats, Shay Adams would be the double game week captaincy of choice. Expected goal involvement, getting on for three. He has indeed scored three goals in his last four. Then you're looking at Fraser at Newcastle, 5.3. What an enabler. He's expected to be involved in a couple of goals. He's in fact scored a goal as well. Elanusi is there as well. I can't imagine many people are captaining them. Dennis is there. I cannot imagine any engaged manager going there because of what happened last time. And then you've got the likes of Ward-Prowse just behind, in terms of expected goal involvement, just under two goals. Armstrong, Stuart Armstrong, rather than the other Armstrong, and Breuer are there. So Southampton absolutely dominating this list. And it's Che Adams. So, yeah, I think if I got Che Adams in, I'd captain him this week. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Saints, I watched them against Norwich on Friday, and they're just playing very, very well at the moment. Adams was the livelier of the two forwards. I thought Brozier was poor. And I think people kind of think of Che Adams as a bit of a streaky player. Which I think he is. I think there's some weight in that. But I had a look earlier, and I think he's got seven goals and three assists from 19 appearances this season, which is a really good return for his kind of, what is he, 6.9, I think now. I don't think these games are straightforward. I mean, we spoke about Villa and their kind of shape then being a bit more, you know, I think they'll be trickier to break down, more difficult to break down. And Newcastle have improved a lot recently as well. I think they've won five of their last six games. They conceded only four in their last seven. So this might be more difficult than what we first think. I'm not kind of considering a Southampton player. I mean, I own Brozier, so I'm not in a position where I own Adams. But even if I did, I do think there are probably better options this week. But the stats are telling a different story, I suppose, there. And Adams has been heavily involved.
So who would you think would be a better option than looking at, say, Che Adams? And I must admit, I don't have a free hit left. So in game week 30, if Southampton aren't playing in game week 30, I probably won't go there. I will look elsewhere. So, yeah, yes, it is pertinent to
me. So somebody like Jimenez, who has that fixture in 30, is probably a bit more appealing if Southampton aren't going to take part in that round. I mean, the thing is with Jimenez is I actually like Jimenez as a forward and as an option. The problem is that Wolves don't score many goals. And that is obviously an issue. I mean, Jimenez was rotated at the weekend. And I want to say rotate. I don't think he was dropped. I mean, they had played Arsenal on the Thursday night and then had West Ham on the Sunday game. And I think it was just large kind of managing his squad rather than dropping for Jimenez anything that he'd done. I think the good thing for Jimenez as well is that I think Wolves only had one shot on target on Sunday. Fabio Silva, in his absence, didn't cover himself in too much glory. So you'd expect him to come straight back in. Jimenez is on penalties. But I think with Wolves, we probably have more confidence in them defensively, don't we? Than going forward. You can't see them blowing teams away. It feels like Jimenez is a good squad option because I think he'll tick over. He got the assist against Leicester. Whether or not he's one of the very best captains, I'm not quite sure again. But this is kind of summing up all of the teams involved at the doubles, discounting Chelsea, that there's pros, but there's quite a few cons to it as well, I suppose.
We'll talk about Chelsea in a sec, but aside from Chelsea, are there any other double game week players that you would consider captain if people didn't go for, say, Adams?
I'd consider Rafinha.
Okay, so
I'd consider Rafinha.
New manager bounce and all that?
Well, this is it. It's a big gamble on it, isn't there? But so Jesse Marsh has come in, a bit of an unknown. He's worked he's worked under Ralph Rangnick before. Favours a direct kind of game, lots of pressing. Won't have had much time to implement his ideas, but I think that Rafinha hasn't looked great over the past few weeks. Obviously, was benched and then hauled off at half time as well, but he's on set pieces, and one of those fixtures is against Leicester. We know from discussing Weghorst last week that that can be a real positive for a player if they're on set pieces against Leicester. He'll probably be on penalties too with Bamford out. So if you want to kind of tap into that new manager bounce and think that that Leeds can improve, then that's probably where I'd be looking. I mean, I've got the captaincy on Rafinha at the moment, and I'm by no means certain that I'm going in that direction. But when I set my bus team, that was kind of initially where I looked. But obviously Chelsea will have a say on that come deadline on Saturday.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Okay, well, let's have a look at expected goal involvement all players. So I've only stripped out, long-term absentees from this list. And surprise, surprise, Mo Salah is top with getting on for nearly five goals expected to be involved in. He's in fact scored three. That's a sizable amount more than any of the double game week assets. Currently, because I have quite a limited supply of double game week players. Currently, Salah is my bus captain. So if the worst happens involving me in a bus the next few days, I will go into this game week with Salah as my captain. And I can rest easy in my hospital bed over that, I think. You got Foden and Fernandes just behind, expected to be involved in well over three goals, going on for four, Foden's case. But they play each other. And that's quite a tricky one to get because it's a derby. Kane against Everton. Is it Everton? Yeah, it is Everton, isn't it?
Everton at home.
Could it, like he is proving to be this week, perhaps, could be the shrewdest captaincy punt of them all. Looking at those ones. And the only player that we've mentioned so far, the double game weekers that's in this list of one, two, three, the top ten, expected goal involvement stars in recent weeks is Adams, and Adams is there, so he's ahead of Ronaldo, ahead of Lacazette, ahead of Sancho, just behind Mane. That's where he is in the list, so that's another tick there for Adams. Would you consider a single game week captain, and if you did, who would it be? I would imagine Salah.
Yeah, I think Salah. I mean, we've got to talk about him, haven't we? I think that West Ham isn't the easiest match on paper, but they have conceded a couple in a recent away games. I think against Palace and maybe one other team as well. But Salah's got a good record against West Ham, we can't overlook him, can we? I mean, there's Kane appearing on that list as well. They take on Everton at home, and there's Son. Everton will turn up. They've been poor away from home under Lampard, but they've got some, you know, they looked okay against City at the weekend. And then you've got Leicester as well against Leeds. Again, had we been a week ago, again, we probably would have been starting to talk about Vardy and Maddison, people like that. Vardy coming back from injury, of course, but now it feels like a difficult one to call that, maybe. So I think Salah is the one who jumps out, and I certainly haven't completely written off captaining a single game week player just because we know what he's capable of. You can see that, you know, he's head and shoulders above any other asset. Yeah. It's just whether you think that by tapping into somebody who's got a couple of fixtures, you can gain a bit of an advantage. It doesn't always work like that. You know, same with Watford. We need, for those who captain Weghorst tonight, that we need something tonight from him. So it doesn't always work out like that way. And if you're going to look for a single game with players, it's obviously Salah that you're going to go for, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I might just go with Salah. I might just stay with that. Let's have a look at the defences, the worst defences. So Norwich still the worst. So in terms of them, so they could be facing Chelsea and also they've got Brentford. Then Leeds defence still very poor, second only to Norwich in terms of expected goals conceded. And they've goals conceded 17, which is what Norwich have conceded 10 in the last four. Leeds 17, and then you've got you're sort of looking at Leicester, Brighton, who've conceded 7. So you can see the big difference there. That's why Bielsa, who's a hero for the club, has gone, because they're in just free fall, statistical eye test, whatever, just free fall. Then Tottenham's defence looking shaky, and then Everton. So Tottenham, Everton could be some goals there. Then Wolves and Watford, but much further down the list in terms of expected goals conceded, you've got the likes of Liverpool, you've got Newcastle, Arsenal, and Chelsea. So they've only conceded a couple of goals. Bearing in mind Leeds have conceded 17, Chelsea have conceded 2. So this poses the question less about who our candidates are facing, but more, could the shrewdest pick be to captain a Chelsea defender if they have a double? Because you could be looking at 12 points, irrespective of bonus or an attack and return.
Yeah, I mean, it's appealing, isn't it? I mean, the situation we're in with Chelsea is if either they or Norwich progress in the FA Cup round tomorrow in the fifth round, they get a double. Norwich go to Liverpool, so I don't think there's much chance of them. So I think a double game week looks really likely here. And I think immediately that they are going to be the team to target for the captaincy. But it isn't straightforward who you're going to pick. We've obviously got Rudiger, who feels like probably the safest option in terms of getting starts. What's his ceiling? You know, you mentioned 12 points there. Well, yeah, it probably is that. I mean, he does carry a bit of goal threat. I mean, he's got 2 goals, 3 assists this season. I think only Cancelo and Trent Alexander-Arnold have taken more shots than him amongst defenders this season, albeit quite a few of those are from range. But he's the most secure in minutes. And I think it's reasonably appealing if they do get that double. I mean, there's obviously more kind of high-impact players, the wing-backs, notably, who you could look at. You've got Reece James, who returned from injury on Sunday. Mm. Really interesting. Is he going to play both games, given that he's just coming back? Well, I think the first game would be on a Saturday. The second one would be on a Thursday. So there's actually a bit of rest time in between there. Azpilicueta came off with a knock at the weekend, so that needs to be monitored. There is other options you can play there. They've played Hudson-Odoi at right wing back. They've played Pulisic there, I think, on occasion. So it feels risky, but you do have with James, you know, that kind of explosiveness, which maybe you don't get as much with Rudiger. Would you consider any of the defenders, do you think, Joe? Or
for my own particular team, it would involve hits to get a Chelsea defender in, and I don't have a free hit in game week 30, so I'm reluctant to get more players in. So for me, yes, Chelsea play 3 times in the next 4 weeks, but I would be looking at getting a player that plays 4 times. And also it really would be the one I'd get. That would be a bit boring, really. I mean, you would hope, he could get a goal over 2 games, yes. Yeah. And then it would all be worthwhile, because he would get a goal, he would get bonus. You would expect him to get at least 1 clean sheet, probably 2. Rhys James feels to me like he might get a game. Mm-hmm. And he could do really well from that game. But I don't think he'll play. I don't think he'll start twice. He could do. He's just come back from a massive injury. And they've got strength in depth, Chelsea. They've got rather good, you know. Alonso as well. I'm not even sure he'll play twice. Because there's options there. So
That's the thing. That's the thing with Alonso. He's obviously, you know, when he's on the pitch, he carries a massive threat, attacking threat. He's the kind of player, exciting pick you'd want on a from a captain in a double game week. But the issue is, if they move to a back four, which has happened recently, he's been the one to make way, and Saar's come in at left back, and that is a bit of a worry. If he weren't to play in the FA Cup, would that boost his chances a little bit? I don't know. It's easier opposition, isn't it, that they're playing, so they might be able to go with him, but I don't know. Again, this feels risky, because I don't think that we can guarantee that he starts those two games. So then do we start looking further forward at Chelsea? Well, again, there's issues that come with that, isn't there? Because you've got Havertz has been playing as a false nine, and Chelsea, I think, have looked much better with him playing that role. He can play attacking midfield too. If Ziyech is out, then that kind of helps him a little bit. But still, again, there's loads of options for those attacking midfield spots. And you've got to think that Lukaku's going to get one of those games as well. It feels like these are the kind of fixtures where Tuchel can put him back at centre forward and try and get a bit of confidence going in him. Perfect fixtures for that away at Norwich, for instance. So Havertz has looked really good, but as a captain as well, that carries risk. And Mount, you know, coming back from injury, he was subbed off as they were chasing the game at the Wembley at the weekend. So, again, it's a difficult week. I'm immediately looking at Chelsea. But again, it's not like a Liverpool double game week where, you know, Salah just instantly comes into the equation. This is a tricky one. It's a really tricky week for captaincy in general, I think.
I see Chelsea in FPL terms more as a team to target their defenders in general, for all of the reasons you just mentioned there, mainly around rotation. You know, if I thought Lukaku or Pulisic would start every week, or Mount, then I'd be interested. But I think of them that, and also, especially in a double game week, I would like to cheer an attacking player. It's always more fun cheering goals and assists rather than clean sheets. It's always a bit of a nervous wait. So for me, probably not for me, but I can understand other people. And also, I think for some people who maybe haven't had good captaincy returns, maybe they missed out on that Salah triple captaincy, they might just think, well, I just want to get some kind of return. And if you're Captain Rudiger, I would be absolutely gobsmacked if you don't get at least a clean sheet or some kind of return from that. So I think you're looking at points, maybe not lots of points, but something. Not quite for me. Speaking of attacking teams, I've got another table here. Attacking teams last four. Surprise, surprise. Liverpool and Manchester City are, in terms of expected goals and in terms of actual real life goals, the best teams there. Liverpool expected to have scored, getting off 12 goals. They have scored 12 goals. Manchester City expected to be involved in, expected to have scored over 10 goals. They've in fact scored 9. And then you've got Manchester United. So this is why those like me have got Fernandes and Ronaldo. You never know. But they're still there with attacking returns. But their fixtures do turn. So, and in a double game week like this, I'm not sure people would look to them to captain. No. But then intriguingly, Southampton. So another tick for the likes of Che Adams. Southampton, over the last four matches in terms of expected goals, are the fourth best team in the Premier League at the moment, behind Liverpool, City and Manchester United, and Arsenal are just behind them. So that to me says a Southampton attacker, Che Adams, Breuer even, Ward-Prowse. So you were talking about Rudiger, what's his ceiling, what's his floor, and I think I'd prefer Ward-Prowse. Because he's just involved. And they're the fourth best attacking team at the moment.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I kind of said earlier I didn't think the game was going to be that easy, but when we're looking at this, that they are the informed double game week side, aren't they? And Che Adams feels more secure than maybe he did a few weeks ago now. Maybe I'm discounting them too quickly, but my feeling was to kind of edge towards Rafinha in a double game week player and Salah if you want to go for a single. Wait and see what happens with Chelsea with that as well. But I can certainly see the reasons behind people looking, like yourself, at Southampton.
Yeah, definitely. I think Adams and all those other players we mentioned, particularly Ward-Prowse, could be good assets. And I would definitely like to own one. But definitely in the captaincy conversation, very, very strong there. Salah, for me, would be a vice-captain. And I am not convinced at all by Leeds, Villa or Wolves players, any of them, to be a captain. I'm just not, I don't think their fixtures are that good. I don't think their form is that good. Villa could be.
That's understandable.
I've got Ollie Watkins, but I'm not going to give him the armband. So you're going to be a Villa fan with a double game week with Villa and you're not going to captain a Villa player?
No, but I didn't know Martinez all of last season either. So maybe I'm not the best person to ask for Villa. Maybe I'm too close to them. But I own Coutinho. I'll happily play him this week. I'm not looking at him for captaincy. Okay. More than happy to own.
Some tough decisions ahead. We're being a bit tentative about not only the teams that are doubling regarding Chelsea, but also the assets to get in. A lot's going to depend on chip strategy, what you're going for, what you can get in. For example, with me in game week 30, and so there's a lot of decisions to be made depending on who you get in. But hopefully we've given some people food for thought for what happens in the FA Cup, which may help their decisions. And we've given some good stats behind the top candidates to consider so far yet another double game week. But in the meantime, Tom, good luck with your decision not to captain a Villa player. Good luck with my decision to, I'm not sure what yet, but captain a Southampton player maybe. And good luck everyone who is watching and who is listening on the podcast version. Thanks a lot for your time. See you soon.